Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
This episode is marked for sensitive content. Check content warnings in the episode description before listening. This week on The Breakup Breakdown.
I found a lovely Valentine's Day card from some woman and I go straight to his room. I open the door. He is in bed and then I look to my left and she is standing there. When I saw her, I said, this makes so much sense.
Getting cheated on is already incredibly violating, but when the betrayal gets a little too close to home, it takes it to a whole other level. Hey, it's Abby from The Breakup Breakdown. Thanks for tuning in to another episode. Hey, if you have a breakup story that you'd like to tell on the podcast, or maybe you've been following somebody on Instagram for a while, you've always wanted to know why they broke up, could be an influencer, could be that girl from your high school, you can submit all those stories and inquiries in the episode description. There's a submission form there. Also, if you like following your podcast on social media, I'm on Instagram at Breakup Breakdown Podcast. And every week we raise awareness and support a different domestic violence shelter throughout the country. This week we're supporting Women Against Abuse in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. Not only do they have 2 different shelters for people seeking a safe haven, they also focus on helping people after they get out as well through legal services and counseling. As always, you can check out how you can support in the episode description. I'll have all the information linked there. Hey, Heartbreakers, welcome back to another episode of The Breakup Breakdown. Guess who decided to join me today?
Ex-coworker
Justin, who is, what, 4 weeks away from becoming a father?
4 weeks away.
Dude, yeah. Exciting. I remember when you told me that you were expecting it. I was like, oh my gosh, Justin's life is about to get wrapped.
Remember it was you, me, and Lexi, and we were in prod 4. Like, I remember it because Lexi was sharing some news that she had, and I was like, well, as long as we're all just sharing news.
No, this has been like a wild 3 months for the trio, because first it was Lexi. She was like, okay, I'm leaving Florida to go back to New York. And then it was me. I'm like, hey, or no, then it was you. Then you were like, oh, I'm expecting. And then I was like, well, my life is just the same. I don't have a boyfriend. I just sit at home with my cat and make chicken and go to Orange Theory. And then I moved. So,
and you moved. Yeah.
And then I moved. All of our lives, man, have just really taken a turn
quickly.
It's really been quite the journey. We have a really interesting submission this week. It's one that I found myself thinking about days after I read it before I could get in contact with this person. I was like, it's not abnormal, but it was just one that was just sitting on my mind because there's kids involved. And I don't know, I've just found myself having a soft spot for kids recently. Maybe it's the old age. Maybe it's just a growing sense of empathy from going to therapy. I don't know. But this submission said, hey, Abby, I used to work with this girl whose boyfriend always just seemed super controlling. I remember we'd be clocking out of work and he'd be like blowing up her phone. And I always just felt super bad about the situation. I always just kind of kept her in the back of my mind. So anyway, they end up having a kid at some point and she ended up moving somewhere else. And I know they broke up because she recently got married to somebody else. And I had heard rumblings that he was seeing someone much older at some point. Either way, I'd always been curious what had happened, if he was actually as controlling as the relationship sounded. And if so, I hope she was the one to make the breakup happen. Let me know. I know. So that one really stuck with me because I thought, oh my gosh, she ended up moving and they had a kid together. I don't know. I would never advocate for somebody to stay in a toxic situation just because there were kids involved, but it always breaks my heart when families break up. I don't know, just because I want the best for the little babies.
Yeah, you want to be able to have like that family parent bonding, but when you said it was a situation, the work situation, right? Like things were weird, blowing up the phone, all that stuff. You and I know somebody that we used to work with that also went through a situation like that, which ended very horribly. And so, like, you know, we don't have to go down that road, but that was the first thing I thought was like, you know, we've experience a situation like that. And if leaving gets you out of that kind of toxic situation, then like, that's what you need to do.
Justin, I'm glad you brought that up because that's one of the reasons I think that this story had stuck with me, is because I remembered our coworker who passed away from a domestic violence situation. And I didn't have any lingering guilt because you can't go back and blame yourself for situations that you don't know the full story about. But I do remember looking back and going, I wonder if there is anything that we could have done as coworkers if we had stepped in or been, I don't know, more vigilant about about what she was going through, if things could have ended up, because they had kids together too. And I always was really heartbroken about that situation.
Well, and yeah, I mean, her and I had numerous conversations where I was like, this is normal. Like, he shouldn't be doing this. He's upset with you because of an Instagram like. Like, that's not a normal relationship thing. Like, you can like an Instagram post and it not be like, oh my gosh, he can't see this, or vice versa. Like, it shouldn't be that way. But yeah, I'm the same way. I think about that all the time. Is like, man, if I could I have been a little more like serious sounding in those conversations than trying to be lighthearted so I didn't offend her or whatever it was, you know? I think about that a lot too, for sure.
Yeah. So I was really excited when I got in contact with the person that I interviewed this week, because it reminded me a lot of that situation that we had had when our coworker had passed away. I thought, wow, like, it's really great that somebody still cares about their ex coworker. Like, I still care about you, Justin. Like, you still think about them and want the best of them. And it obviously sounds like this person ended up in a better situation, but man, you don't want to think the worst. But
it does have to be an extreme circumstance to leave, to essentially take the other parent out of the kid's life entirely, or make it significantly harder, depending on how far you're moving away, to be involved. And I know there are situations, like, if you get a job and it's just going to pay that much better and make things easier all around, like, it's what you got to do. But man, oh man, that's got to be a tough decision.
So we're going to find out what went down in this story and really get to the bottom of what happened when we break down this week's breakup.
We met on a dating app. He used the typical line of, you're the most beautiful woman I've ever seen, yada, 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 that kind of thing. He asked me out, and our first date was going to a club, red flag number one. But I was smart about it, so I brought one of my girlfriends with me, and he brought some of his friends, and we were just doing our thing. And flag number two was when he asked me to be his girlfriend, like, maybe 2 hours after meeting him. And then 5 minutes later, he's just like, I love you so much. Like, I want to marry you. And I'm like, dude, we literally just met. I cannot say yes to anything. When he kept asking, I was like, nope, let's just be friends for right now and, you know, get to know each other, because that's what you're supposed to do. He just has this very outgoing personality, always with friends. Like, he is funny. I obviously found him attractive, but the things that turned me off towards him was how he would treat me. And I didn't realize it was gaslighting and always putting me down and making me feel dumb. And then to the point where it's just like, okay, maybe I am the crazy one. When looking back now, I'm like, okay, I definitely was not crazy at all.
Can you give me the first instance you can remember of him gaslighting you?
I think there was one time where I would point out certain behaviors. Like, one time we were in the club, I was dancing in front of him. My best friend, the one at the party, she was in front of me. We were kind of like doing this train type thing. And she told me that, like, he reached around me and, like, started touching her. And I was just like, okay, that is not okay. So I brought that to his attention, and he's like, why would I do that? Like, I would never touch your friend. I'm like, well, she most certainly wouldn't lie to me. So I'm like, one of you is lying, and I'm kind of believing her more than I'm believing you right now. So that kind of thing. Another time where he slapped my one friend's butt, and she told me, and the same thing again. I don't know why these girls are saying this to you, and da 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 da, that kind of thing. Even just, I work in healthcare, and, you know, sometimes you just don't clock out on time. And there was one time I clocked out, it was like 5 minutes, and he's like, cheating doesn't take an hour. And I'm like, I had to wait for the second shift to come in here. I can't just leave without giving them report.
This man thought whoever you were cheating with was so damn efficient that from the time you clocked out to the time you got home, you wham bam thank you ma'am in 4 minutes.
It doesn't even make any sense.
Maybe that was his personal record anyway, so maybe 4 minutes was normal for you guys. But okay, so he's really gaslighting you. Things are just kind of like, what else kind of contributed to the end of this relationship? Where does it go from there?
It had gone to a point where I was just not happy, and I was depressed and a lot of anxiety. Like, every time he texted me, I'd be like, great, what did I do now? What's he gonna yell at me for now? You know, I spent $20 back when getting her nails done was cheaper. And it was like $20. He would go and blow a couple hundred on clothes, and he would get mad at me for blowing my money. And I'm just like, but you're out here constantly buying shoes and clothes that you don't need. I just want to get my nails done so I feel good about myself. So it was like all of those little things. So we actually broke up for 3 whole days. I went back because that notorious cycle that they do.
It's a wraparound.
Yeah, exactly. Where's that TikTok sound?
I'm going to do a wraparound. Okay, so you're going to get back together after 3 days.
About a month later, find out that we're pregnant. Okay. Well, I was not expecting this. And I'm like, I am so terrified. Like, I knew that I'd be a good mom without a doubt, but I wasn't planning on it. Whatever, it is what it is. We'll go with the flow, okay? And then traumatic delivery with my son. That's a whole nother story. And just adjusting to having like emergency C-section and dealing and healing from that and whatnot. And so I was a stay-at-home mom for 5 months. So what I would do is just deep clean the apartment, every nook and cranny, you name it, I'm cleaning it. And I open up a drawer that he ironically told me not to open. And I was just like, I wonder why. And there was like a whole bunch of junk stuff, like random papers and pens, that kind of thing. Then I find a pair of earrings that were not mine because they were ugly and they were cheap. And I'm like, huh, all right.
I love how you're like, ugly and cheap could not be me.
Could not. I'm a little bougie when it comes to like my appearance. Sometimes I'm like, okay, we don't do cheap and ugly here. So I asked him about them and he told me 3 different stories. One was like, oh, I bought those for you. Another one was, you gave those to have me hold on. And then I forget the other one was, I'm like, you're not even like getting all your stories straight here, sir. So I was like, all right, I'm just going to keep that in the back of my mind because, you know, I always give the benefit of the doubt because that's just what I do. Later on, my best friend, she came down to visit. She would come down once a month from New York and just see me, help with the baby, and we would just go do our girl things, go out to dinner, that kind of thing. And I remember it was St. Patty's Day and he asked me to hold his phone so I could take some pictures before we went out. So I'm holding it and so his little notification thing came down and I remember the name and I was like, I don't know anybody by that name. And it said, hey, babe, I just wanted to let you know that and dot, dot, dot. And I was like, huh, why is this person calling him babe? And I was like, I don't even want to look. So I was like, I wasn't mentally ready for that. And so I talked to my friend and I was like, I think he's cheating on me. Like, I found these earrings and now this text message, I don't know. And she's like, just talk to him. So I asked him and he said that he wasn't cheating. And I was like, from the time we started dating 2 years ago till right now, have you ever cheated on me? And he was like, no. I said, say that again, look me dead in my face, in my eyeballs, and tell me. He was like, I swear, my mom, I did not cheat on you. I'm like, okay, then why is some other girl calling you babe? And he said something along the lines of, it's my responsibility to help other women feel good. So I call them sweetheart and honey. And I'm like, but that's not your responsibility, though. That's their responsibility to make themselves feel happy. That's not your job.
Literally nobody asked you to call this girl babe. Maybe she did at one point. This is going where I think it's going, but...
And I was like, all right, whatever. So I still kept that. You know, I'm just loading up all my ammo, getting ready. And then I found a lovely Valentine's Day card from some woman. He had a backpack with a whole bunch of letters and cards from previous girlfriends, which I thought was really weird. Why do you still have your post-breakup stuff? Grow up, get rid of it. You're still emotionally attached if you still have them.
I'm conflicted because I have a really close friend. Her name's Lexi, and she keeps a box of every past relationship. Like, it's almost like a memorial to them. Yeah. And I'm like, that seems a little bit like you are struggling to let go. And so I would feel the same. I would feel the same as you.
I don't have anything from any of my exes. I mean, granted, I never wrote them notes and they never wrote me any, but like, dude, we'll throw that stuff away. They're your ex now. Like, leave them in the past. This woman wrote on this card front and back. And I'm like, who the heck writes this much in a dang card? And it was a Valentine's Day card. I'm like, what in the world? And so I'm like, I'm too lazy to read all of this. So I'm just skimming it. And then I see my name and I'm like, oh, great. Now I have to read this. So I go up to the top and I'm reading more slowly. And she said the first line was, "These past 8 months have been so wonderful because of you." And yada, I don't remember the middle of the card a whole lot other than her saying that she wished she could post pictures of their family. Mind you, my son's dad and my newborn baby, who was 4 months, 5 months old at this time. She was saying, "I wish that I could go to bed with you every night, wake up with you in the morning." I'm like, okay, so she knows that we have a family. She's friends with him on Facebook. Okay. And then I get to the end and it said, "I cannot wait to be your son's second mom and get to know him." And I lost it, completely lost it. We had a friend living with us and the boys were all out and his girlfriend was over and she came over into our room because I was crying so hysterically that she thought I was laughing. And I was like, girl, I wish I was laughing, but no.
What bothered you more? The fact that she could potentially be in your son's life or the fact that he was hiding this for 8 months?
The fact that she wanted to be in his life. You have no right to be my son's second mom. Absolutely not. Especially not based off of this foundation. Even if it wasn't, and he came to me and said, "Hey, I'm getting married," and it was a more normal process, I still would not really be okay with that. Maybe that's just something that I would have to deal with and work through. I called my mom. I said, "I'm coming home." Started packing up my stuff, and I was hoping that I would be able to get my son and I out before he came home. But then he came home in the middle and he was just like, "What are you doing?" I'm like, "I'm leaving. I found this," and I showed him the card. And the first thing he said was, "Why are you going through my bag?" I'm like, "That's not the point here. The point is that you've been cheating on me when I even asked you." And what's crazy is we had conversations because we both know people who have cheated on their significant others in the past. And I'm like, it would be really low for someone to cheat when their partner just had their baby. I was like, that's just the lowest that you could get. And I remember having that conversation like a few weeks before finding all of this out. So I'm like, I wonder if he even felt guilty. Probably not. Then he proceeds to tell me that I didn't mean anything, that he still loves and respects me. He got the girl that he told said that it was a random girl at the bar. And I was like,
for 8 months, you're not some random after 8 months. Okay. A couple of hookups here and there. Not that I'm making an excuse. And I think it would be okay if it was just like a couple of hookups here and there. But this clearly was a relationship where she was emotionally invested enough to be like, "Oh, I want to be your son's second mommy."
I'm just like, that's a lie. I have no idea who she is. And I'm like trying to think. I'm like, I usually went with him everywhere. So I'm like, I don't understand. Come summertime, he would see his son on the weekends that I worked, so it'd just be every other weekend. Other than that, my son was always with me. I said, "Okay, I'm on my way over." And he's like, "All right, just come in the door. You don't need to knock." I'm like, okay. So I open the door, go up the stairs, and I go straight to his room so I could hand him our son. I open the door and he is in bed and his boxers are on the floor. Mind you, I've been with this man for 2 years, so I know all of his mannerisms. I'm very observant when it comes to people. I already know he had nothing on underneath all those blankets, but okay. And then I look to my left and she is standing there with an overnight tote bag. And when I saw her, I said, this makes so much sense now. They were co-workers. He asked me if he could go with her to that dealership to help her get her car because she didn't want to get, you know, bamboozled by the salesperson. And I'm thinking, that is really weird. Why isn't her husband going? And I remember asking him that, and he said, like, he was busy or something, he couldn't go. I'm like, that's still really weird that she asked you. This woman is, like, in her 40s, maybe 50s, and we're in, like, our mid-20s. What in the world? So when I saw her, I said, okay, I'm just gonna go next door to your sister's house and just wait there, because I feel really uncomfortable.
I'm simply going to remove myself from this situation. Wait, did he not know you were coming over, or...
knew. He told me to walk in.
Maybe he likes to be watched. I don't know. Watch for all 4 minutes that this man is going at it. That's when you figured out her identity. So you didn't know her identity up until this point.
Yeah, I had no clue.
And it all clicked for you in that moment. You're like, oh, wait a second. He did go to the dealership with her and they do work together.
Yep. And the car handwriting looks similar to my mom's. My mom is obviously middle-aged. It was like that half print, half cursive font, not someone who is our age. This is a more mature handwriting. So I'm like, who the heck writes like that? And then, like I said, all made sense. And I was like, this is so disgusting. Like, you're with someone who's old enough to be your mom. Her oldest daughter is a few years younger than I am. I think she's like 25 or 26 now. And I was like, okay. So I go over to his sister's house and he's like, I'll be there in a minute. I'm going to shower. I'm like, okay. So he comes over like maybe 30 minutes later. And this man is black and he was still ashy. I was like, you did not shower. So I don't know what that whole lie was, but okay.
They were going for round two, like 5 minutes this time.
They had to push it.
I'm curious, who did you think he was cheating on you with? Like, when you got that car, did you have like a first instinct of, oh, I think it actually might be this girl?
Honestly, no. She signed it Night Owl. I was like, I have no idea what that means. He would usually go out with his friends most weekends and put on his Snapchat story them at the bar. But I didn't really see anybody that made me be suspicious. But at the same time, thinking back after I knew who she was, for St. Patrick's Day, I believe she invited him to go to her party. So he invited me and I was like, okay, that makes sense now. I only went that way I wouldn't suspect that anything was going on. And she was acting all like buddy-buddy, and I'm like, this is really weird.
So you were really bothered by the fact that she was an older woman?
Yeah, just pretending to be my friend. Like, after we came home from the hospital, I was there for 5 days. She came the last day, and
she was at the hospital when you gave birth?
Yep, she came the last day and helped carry stuff up into our house. She held our son. She would babysit him. It was bad. It was really, really bad.
Wait, I'm horrified. So she like babysat your son while you and your partner would go out and about?
Yep.
No wonder she wanted to be his second mommy.
I know. I mean, granted, my son is so adorable.
She's like, I get it, but I mean, he is my son. Is that where this ends? You guys just went your separate ways? Are they still together?
No, they are not together. He randomly called me. I think that was like back in 2020, I believe, or 2019. I can't remember. And he was just like, yeah, I just want to let you know that, like, me and her, like, we ended things. I'm like, okay.
What's that gonna do with me?
All right. Oh, right. I'm like, I don't care. At this point, I had moved a couple of states away. And I'm like, I don't really care who you date. I don't care that you guys broke up. That is so irrelevant to my life. But, like, thank you for the information, I guess. And I guess the other thing that ticked me off was I had always tried to get him to us do a weekend away together, whether it's the beach or just going to a nearby city, you know, something. And he always said no, or I'd say yes, but never follow through with it. And I said, why don't we go on a cruise? Hello, who doesn't want to party on a boat in the Caribbean? And he goes, no, because I can't allow someone to have that control over my life. Okay, but they went to school. They know what they're doing. It's not like Joe Schmo down the street.
Man saw Titanic once and said, nope.
I know, right?
Literally, no.
I find out a few months later that he flew the two of them down to Florida and took a cruise to the Bahamas. And when I saw pictures, like, he was wearing a ring on his left hand. And I was like, ah, I wonder why he's wearing that. Because this man, he's never wanted marriage and he never will want marriage. Like, he's told me that. So I'm like, I have no idea what's going on. Maybe that was just for show. I have no idea. But I was like, I begged you to do something for 2 years that you said no to, but now you're saying yes to someone else months later. I was like, what the heck?
Do you think they got married?
I don't think so. I would be shocked, honestly.
The ring thing is weird then.
Yeah.
Like, why A, buy one and then B, wear it if you're not married? Interesting. Next week on the Breakup Breakdown, did they really get married? But you seem to be doing pretty well. I mean, you moved seats away. I saw that rock on your finger last time we talked and I was like, you must be thriving.
Yes, I sure am. I have the most amazing, supportive, loving husband who treats me so well. And, you know, going from that mindset of being with someone who's a narcissist and living that constant abusive cycle to someone who like has yet to raise his voice at me or put me down in any type of way, I'm just like, wait, this is how it's supposed to be? Like, I'm supposed to feel good all the time? I'm waiting for that hammer to come down. But like, this guy, he's so amazing and he loves my son so incredibly and it's so evident, and I could not be any more happy than I am right now.
That's awesome. Well, I'm very happy for you that you're in that stage in your life, because this obviously sounds horrible. Do you wish you could have broken up with him? I mean, I know you wish you could have broken up with him earlier, but at what point in your relationship do you wish you could go back and say, this is when I should have cut it off?
Probably the beginning, once I realized he's getting mad at me for quote unquote cheating when I never gave him a reason. Like, that was always one of our biggest arguments, was that he always thought that I was cheating when all I did was work, sleep, and eat. That was literally my life. And I would tell my friend about it and she would say, you know, he's kind of projecting, so he's probably the one who's cheating. And I never understood it until obviously I found out. But at the same time, you know, if him and I weren't together for that long, I would not have had my son. He is one of my favorite people in the whole wide world. I would go through that again for my son because he's the best.
That's so beautiful. Are you kidding me? That is love right there, for you to put up with this man for the sake of your son. He is a loved child.
He is, and he knows it too. He's a mama boy.
So you have primary custody of him?
Yes, I have primary custody. He and in our state, he needed to file for visitation per my lawyer, and I told him that. He never filed, and I'm like, okay, that's your loss then. Then last summer, I actually filed a protective order against him that was granted. I will be honest and say, like, he has put his hands on me a couple of times, and the most recent was basically a year ago from this time. My husband, now he is my boyfriend, back then, he was like, you know, this really is not okay. I think that you should do something about it. Like, I care about you. I really think you should file. I was scared because I was like, I don't know what, you know, this man's gonna do. Like, he has a huge temper and he will like lash out and just scream and yell, like, get in your face, that kind of thing. And so I was like, all right, well, I mean, I'd rather be safe than sorry, you know, and I gotta do this not only for me, but for my son. So I filed and the temporary one was granted. Amazing judge, by the way. And then a month later, we went back for the second hearing. The man didn't even bother showing up. The judge was like, yeah, we got a call this morning saying that he's stranded. And I almost started laughing. I was like, he's not stranded. He just didn't want to come, which is really sad. Cause I'm like, if not for your son, like, at least come and defend your name. Not that you have much leg room to like stand on, but like say something, have an argument. And we had the same judge, so I was really happy about that. An amazing domestic violence advisor. She was so wonderful. And within 30 seconds, the judge granted the permanent one. As long as I keep renewing it every 2 years, he has to stay 1,000 feet away. He cannot communicate to me or our son directly or through other people, like on his behalf, and he can't use a location tracker to figure out my location. So it's been so incredibly peaceful not having to deal with someone like that. And I love it.
I mean, that's a really brave thing for you to do, because I know a lot of people in your situation would think, well, maybe it's just easier just to, you know, we'll just communicate and it'll be fine. But you know what? Your husband, shout out to him, like the real MVP of this story, for standing up for you and telling you to take action. That's awesome. So looking back on your story and everything you've been through, is there one piece of advice that you've taken away from this entire situation that you'd like to share with the class, if you will?
I would say, listen to your gut. If something feels off or something doesn't sit well, if he's getting this upset about something small, he's just like, he's not going to get upset about something bigger. Punch you in the face. Or like one time I came home from work and someone told me, it was like a whole misunderstanding thing. And basically someone told me that he was cheating. So I went home and I showered and then I was going to talk to him. He got mad because I was like, let me just go outside for 5 minutes and then I'll come back. We can have a discussion like mature adults. And he wouldn't let me leave. He blocked the door. He pinned me down on the bed. I was like, I have no way to get this big man off of me. So I spit in his face and then he slapped me so hard and I ran out the house and it was probably like 10 degrees outside and I was in shock. I didn't feel anything. I would definitely say, listen to your gut, follow your intuition. And if something isn't right, listen, because most of the time, your gut is right.
We'll be breaking down this week's episode on Thursday on the Breakdown Bonus episode and also talking about that coworker situation we mentioned at the beginning of this episode. Look, you have no idea what your coworkers are going through. And I think it's really important that we talk about some of the things that we experienced and some of the things that we would go back and change. As always, I'll see you whenever you decide to tune in next.